I think I'm going to see you Saturday morning for Bruce Herbert. Join me then for some more madness. Steve Dunlop's got news for you right now.
It's 76 degrees and cloudy, and within 2 hours, it will be all over. I'm Steve Dunlop, WGSM News, and at 9 o'clock tonight, just over an hour from now, chances are that Richard M. Nixon will no longer be President of the United States. At that time, in a nationwide address, it's expected that he'll turn over a letter of resignation, or at least announce that he will be soon. A somber mood hangs over Washington, D.C. at the present moment. There's nothing anyone can do now but wait for confirmation from the president himself. After Nixon, the eyes of the nation and the world will be focused on a man who just a year ago was a congressman from Michigan, Gerald R. Ford. Today, Ford met with Secretary of State Henry Kissinger to discuss foreign policy, and Roger Gittins reports that there are no major disagreements.
The long meeting and the vice president's statement strongly hinted that Ford has decided to keep Secretary of State Kissinger on after Mr. Nixon steps down. Both men have made it a point to reassure U.S. allies that the foreign policy of the United States will not be affected by the change in leadership. Ford's comments after the 1 hour and 45-minute session reaffirmed his support for the policies carried out by Kissinger over the last 5 years. It was obvious from the tone and implication of the remarks that the two men now assume that Mr. Nixon's resignation is inevitable. Ford's office says that key decisions still have to be made. Presumably, that includes drafting an inaugural statement and choosing a site. As for tonight, a spokesman reports that the vice president is expected to watch the president's address from his home in suburban Virginia. Roger Gittins at the White House.
Whom will Gerald Ford select for vice president? Nobody knows for sure, but there's speculation that Ford will choose former Governor Nelson Rockefeller. Rockefeller, by the way, has scheduled a news conference for tomorrow night at 6:45 in Bangor, Maine, just 45 minutes after Ford is supposed to be sworn in. If Rockefeller ascends to the vice presidency, this would put him in an excellent position to do something he's always wanted to do, run for president, either in 1976, if Ford decides not to run then, or in 1980. Reaction to the president's decision has generally been that of relief and support. Almost everyone seems to prefer to the alternative a lengthy, bitter trial in the United States Senate. In spite of all this, the president still has his supporters. Rabbi Baruch Korf of the Committee for Fairness to the President says Nixon is resigning not because he's guilty of anything, but to spare the nation of months of anguished stalemate. He blames the president's demise not on the president, but on the media and interest groups that he says remain unchecked in their power over public opinion. Indeed, the president still has substantial support overseas. In other countries, the words peace and détente mean more than Watergate, because the Nixon foreign policy directly affected them. One French radio commentator asked his audience, quote, what do the American people expect from their president? Sainthood, perhaps, unquote. But in America, it's apparently all over now, as President Richard Milhouse Nixon prepares to make the last presidential address of his long career in public service. And we'll return with weather in just a moment.